All right. We have Austin Roof live from the Sandpoint Gymnasium.
Good afternoon, Virgil. We are live here in Sandpoint now after the game in King Cove. The boys are here. We've got the T-Jacks and the Eagles in a very tight contest. We've got 2 minutes left in the first quarter. The score now 18 for King Cove, 16 for the Sandpoint Eagles. But at one time, that was 12 for King Cove and 2 for Sandpoint. So the Eagles are making a very strong comeback. Sandpoint started out with three freshmen in the lineup, and then they traded out to Evan, Alex, and Glenn Krause coming in, and that has sparked a big comeback. So very, very closely contested, two great teams. Right now we got Ethan Mack, number 40, at the free throw line. He's shooting his second of two, made the first one, making the score 19 now. His second shot up, and tipping all around the rim, brought down by Jonathan Roeder, who quickly gets it to Colton Mack. Colton taking past half-court line, top of the key, down low where Jonathan, oh, tipped away by the T-Jacks. Two T-Jacks ran into each other, though, are on the floor. The play continues. Sandpoint now has the ball. Number 20, Timmy Mack, looks like he got hit really hard in the face. Shaking it off, both guys keep playing. Here's Colton Mack with the ball, now drives into the lane from the top of the free throw line, puts up a nice jump shot for two. That makes the score now 18 for Sandpoint, 19 for King Cove, with 1:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Timmy Mack with the ball at the top of the three-point line. He passes over to Connor Samuelson on the right-hand side. Back for the down, and we've got a timeout being called by the Sandpoint Eagles, I believe. No, I think it was going to be by King Cove T-Jacks. Number 20, Timmy Mack, is bleeding, so that was probably an official timeout to allow him to go clean up. And we've got number 42 tapping in. That is Dylan Larson. Great game, great way to start out the season. Got a couple early games here. The girls will be playing tomorrow again at 7 p.m. in King Cove and up here at 8 p.m. And then we'll have a pair of morning games on Friday to finish off this first series of games. Foul situation, 4 for King Cove and 2 for Sandpoint. Very interesting couple rule changes that have occurred this year, just so for people who are watching the game, and you might hear this as the games are announced. Players are now allowed on defensive plays to move along with the offense and get in front and be moving if there's a charge. So there will no longer be a blocking call if the defensive player is moving along with the offensive player, unless the offense is far ahead and he tries to bring himself in. So it's a lot more of a judgment call for the referee on blocking now. Also, free throw line violations are going to be a lot more loose. As soon as the ball is released by the shooter, the players who are around the key can go in, but if you are the shooter or on the three-point line, you have to still wait till it touches the rim. A little cleanup down here right now. We got referee Troy Pogue and referee Brandon Smith officiating the game, and those two boys took a really hard hit, and looks like they're going to be okay. Everyone's up and going, but they're cleaning up where the fall was, making sure the sweat doesn't linger. Evan Wilson also had a little bit of a reoccurring injury on his ankle, and when he came into the game, he was probably in for about 2-3 minutes before he took a little bit of a spill, and looks like his ankle is still bothering him a little bit. He's definitely on the fast track to recovery, but we'll see how that plays into this first series with him still nursing it. By the time that the next games are going to be the try and tip-off January the 15th, so we have a good month until the next series games. All right, here's the throw-in. Connor Samuelson with the ball. He throws it in to number 11, his brother Ian Samuelson. Ian hands it off to Ethan, who takes it to the right-hand side, moves back to the center, passes into Larson. Now to a nice cut by Ethan, who is driving down the paint. Puts it up. Good for two. 21 now for King Cove, 18 for Sandpoint with just 1 minute. Colton Mack breaks through the full-court press, moving along the outside, gets to Glenn Krause on the right-hand side. A high pass to Alex, who drives in, stops, passes off to the left hand, and there's a nice, beautiful drive by Evan Wilson and puts it up for two. 20-21 now in favor of King Cove. King Cove with the ball, under a minute to go and right in the first quarter. Ethan Mack pulls back and takes it to the right-hand side and finds Connor Samuelson. Back to Ian Samuelson on the top of the three-point line, and a handoff to Ethan. Ethan being guarded closely by Alex. Back over to Ian. Ian looking for the motion. He sees Connor on the left-hand side. Burning down the clock here with 22 minutes left in the first quarter. Ian now with the ball. Takes it behind the back, crosses over, drives into the paint, gets a wide open lane on the right-hand side and puts it up for two. Good screen put up there to allow him to get past Colton. But Colton's got the ball moving up fast. He's already coast-to-coast. Takes it underneath the hoop. Over to Glenn. Glenn to the right-hand side where Alex Gilbert gets it. Back to Glenn. 2 seconds, he's got to shoot it. He puts it up. off the back of the iron. No good. Score here as we end the first quarter, 23 for King Cove, 20 for Sandpoint. Very much a very, very tightly contested game. Both these teams coming in looking very, very strong. I want to send it back to you, Virgil, for a couple words from our sponsors. I may have spoken too soon. I'm going to give you a big shout-out, though, to our sponsors here, our underwriting list, Peninsula Airways, for making these broadcasts happen. Also want to thank Grant Aviation for their support. The Copper Whale Inn in Anchorage, in downtown Anchorage, for their support as well. Tel Alaska for being a partner of KSDP. Also, a big thank you to the King Cove Corporation and the Schumann Corporation for helping make these basketball games possible. These broadcasts don't happen without these sponsors, so thank you very much. And we're coming to the end now of the quarter break. Again, the score, 23 for King Cove, 20 for Sandpoint, but Sandpoint coming back very quickly from a pretty large deficit in the beginning. King Cove's going to start out with the ball. Connor Samuelson will throw it in at the half-court line. Looks like he has Timmy Mack. King Cove's been putting a full-court press all game, and that was giving a lot of grief to Sandpoint, but they've been able to move quick up the sides to break it up. All right, Ian Samuelson's got the ball now. He finds Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack's far outside three-point line. Now they move it down. Connor on the post turns and puts it up, and looks like Jonathan's going to get a little bit too much contact on Connor as he was going up. It happened before the shot, so it'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket for King Cove. Connor has it now again. He takes it, passes up to the top. Timmy Mack quickly gets over to Ian on the left-hand side. Ian moves it up now towards the center and gets it back to Timmy. Timmy over now. Oh, to Ian. Timmy at the post, though. It's Connor. Oh, and Connor puts up the shot, and Jonathan Roeder with a big slam. Cherry pick pass to Alex. Oh, and there's two, and just like that, 23-22. Still in favor of King Cove. These King Cove boys are looking very, very, very fit. Moving the ball very quickly. Ian already down the bottom-hand side. He puts up a shot, gets his own rebound, takes it outside, puts it up again from the right-hand side about 10 feet out, and that one's good for two. 25 for King Cove, 22 for Sandpoint. Colton with the ball now. He moves fast. Takes it up past half court. Alex for three, and we got a call. Looks like he was, I think that we're going to have a violation where Alex may have gotten the ball when he was out of bounds. So the ball goes over to King Cove. Connor Samuelson throws it into Ian. Ian with it. Now he takes it to the right-hand side where Timmy Mack has it. Back now to Ethan at the top of the three-point line. All the way over to the left-hand side. Ian with the ball. Takes a shot from three-point territory. Doesn't quite go down. Evan with a big rebound. And there's Colton Mack. Now he's got four defenders right in front of him, so he pulls back and waits for the rest of the Eagles. Puts up a shot from the left-hand side. Doesn't quite make it in, but Alex with the rebound. Oh, Alex has a high pass. Oh, and Colton saves it from a back-forth violation, but it's picked up by Ian. Ian brings it up, puts up a shot, doesn't go down, but Timmy Mack with the rebound and the putback. Good for two. 27 now for King Cove, and we've got a whistle, I believe. Oh, and that was a line violation as the Eagles were throwing it in. So that'll be a turnover for the T-Jacks. Connor has the throw in. He gets it over to Evan, though, and there he throws another cherry pick pass to Alex, who catches up with the ball, finds Glenn. Glenn drives in from the baseline, puts up a floater, doesn't go in, picked up by Ethan. Ethan settles down with the ball, waits for his team to get to where it needs to be, plays our motion. Right-hand side now, Timmy Mack. Timmy now to Ian. Ian from long distance. Doesn't quite find the rim. Off the backboard, picked up by Evan Wilson, who gets it to Glenn Krause. Glenn to Colton now. Colton Mack walks it past half court. He's met by Ian Samuelson. These two are having a long rivalry that goes way back. Two of the best players from the East Town. Oh, Colton gets it up to the left-hand side, finds a wide-open lane, and puts it in for two. 24 now for Sandpoint, 27 King Cove. 5:55 left to go in the first half. Ian with the ball to the right-hand side. Timmy Mack puts it up. Oh, drains it from 3 points. 30 now for King Cove, 24 for Sandpoint. And here comes Colton bringing up the left-hand side. He passes down to Evan. Evan carries the ball over, gets to the center, drives in, puts up a little bit of a hook, doesn't go down. Picked up, though, by Glenn Krause with the putback for two. That's 26 now for Sandpoint. Oh, fast pass. Ethan, oh, from the baseline, off the glass, good for two. These guys trading punches now. But Colton Mack walks it, slows the game down a little bit, walking past half court. And he looks for the play to set up. Finds Jonathan on the right-hand side. Top 3-point line. Now to Alex. Just inside the 3-point line. Puts up a nice little jumper for two. Coming back from the state tournament, Alex looking good, even with very few practices. Here comes Ethan, also back from state. He's looking good as well. Puts up a shot. Rolls around the rim. Doesn't quite go down, but tipped off the fingers of Jonathan and Evan from Sandpoint. That one goes out of bounds and will be a King Cove throw-in underneath their own basket. Michael Herndon subbing in for Sandpoint. He'll take the place of Evan. Evan getting in there a little bit, but giving his ankle a break now. All right, King Cove with the ball. Shot by Ian. Oh, nothing but the bottom of the net. Great shot from three-point territory. 35 for King Cove, 28 for Sandpoint. Sandpoint looking to put a couple on the board here. Keep the lead from getting too far in favor of King Cove. Colton has the ball. He finds Glenn on the right-hand side. Puts up a long shot way downtown. Doesn't go in. We're going to have a... Okay, Jonathan trying to box out, puts a little bit too much pressure against his opponent, and that will be another foul. Foul situation, 5 for King Cove, 3 for Sandpoint, and King Cove with the ball. Crowd and Sandpoint looking like they're trying to get a little more excitement going. Ian has it, he drives into the paint, puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Fight for the rebound, gets tipped off the fingers of Michael Herndon and out of bounds. That will be a throw in for King Cove. Virgil, did I lose you?
No, you're here.
Okay. 4:22 now to go in the first half. King Sandpoint with the ball, but Connor Samuelson picks it up. A loose ball. He gets to Ethan with some beautiful dribbling, but he runs into Colton, who puts his hand out there, who gets it to Alex, who's wide open. And Alex Gilbert's been cherry-picking it all night with these long passes. Another 2 points for him. 30 now for Sandpoint, 35 for King Cove. 4 to go in the first half. Great breakaway by Ethan down the post, puts up a shot, doesn't quite go down. Picked up by Jonathan Roeder, gets it to Alex. Alex finds Colton, who just does a beautiful one-handed carry down to the baseline off the glass for two. 32 now for Sandpoint, 35 for King Cove. Here's Timmy Mack. He drives in, puts up a shot from the free throw line, doesn't go down, gets his own rebound, puts it up again. This one doesn't find the rim, but it's picked up by Michael Herndon, who quickly gets it to Colton. Colton finds Alex breaking away. Nice jump stop off the glass for two. Both these teams fighting hard for this win. The rivalry the last few years between King Cove and Sandpoint has been outstanding. There's Ian. Pass over to Timmy, who gets it down to Connor. Connor Samuelson, wild shot out, doesn't quite make it. Picked up, though, by Dylan, who gets it over to Connor. Connor back to Ethan. Great save by Dylan Larson. Ball in the hands of Ian Samuelson. Now Timmy Mack, who finds a breaking in. Nice little pick and roll, or more like a wall pass, if you will, to Ian, who puts it up off the glass for two. And under three to go here in the first half. 37 for King Cove, 34 for Sandpoint. Colton Mack has the ball. He calls in the play. You got the guys breaking toward the three-point. He gets over to the left-hand side, Michael Herndon. Now to Glenn. Glenn drives up the paint. Runs into number 20, Timmy Mack. Can't quite get past Timmy. And it goes out of bounds, but off the hands of King Cove. Substitutions now. Number 42, Dylan Larson's coming in. And I see number 42 as well, and 34 coming in for King Cove. And then Abraham Bravo subbing in, taking the place of Glenn Krause. And there's 2 points for King Cove, for Sandpoint, bringing it within 1 point, 37 for King Cove, 36 for Sandpoint. Long-distance shot by Timmy Mack. Oh, it finds nothing but the net. Straight in, 40 now for King Cove. Great shot by Timmy. He's doing great from the perimeter. Colton Mack calls a play. He's waiting for the guy to set it up. Gets a pick from Michael Herndon. Drives down past the defense over to Jonathan. Spins up and off the left-hand side of the glass. Good for two. Big improvement from Jonathan Router this year. All right, here's Timmy Mack with the ball now for King Cove. He drives in real fast to the right-hand side. Ian from outside off the back of the iron. Picked up by Ethan. Ethan puts it up for two. Doesn't quite make it down, but there's another rebound, this time by 34, Levi Larson. And a double dribble there. Under two to go in the first half. The score, 40 for King Cove, 38 for Sandpoint. And it's going to be a good fight to see who walks away with the lead as we go into halftime here. Another substitution, Jonathan Roeder stepping out as Evan Wilson will come back in. Evan will take the throw in and give it over to Colton Mack. Colton takes it past the half-court line and is met by Ian. Calling it to play. Oh, and a whistle there by referee Troy Pogue. And he goes over to the table to have a quick chat. Looks like we're going to have a throw-in from the half-court line for Sandpoint. Just a little bit of fact-checking going on there between the officials. Alex Gilbert throws it in to Colton. Colton moving fast, takes the left-hand side, finds Michael Herndon. Herndon all the way down to Alex Gilbert, who puts up a shot from three. And for the first time in the game, Sandpoint takes the lead, 41-40. Ian's looking to take it back, though. He finds Timmy on the right-hand side. Timmy fakes past Colton, puts up a long shot. It's tipped, though. Doesn't quite make it. Picked up by Colton. Colton looking excited behind the back. Takes it to the center. Drives the lane. Oh, moves in and out. Oh, and the rebound does not go down. Oh, but Evan Wilson takes a hard shot to the stomach, and he's doubled over. And not sure if we're going to have a foul called in there. It looked like it was just a shuffle to get the rebound. It will be Sandpoint's ball underneath their basket. And Jonathan Roeder looks like he's going to be subbing back in for Evan, who's just getting knocked around there. He's doing a great job. But, you know, basketball is a very full contact sport at times. He walks off very well from the court, though. It looks like he'll be back soon. Jonathan fighting for it. Colton throws it in to Alex, who quickly hands it off. Great-looking pass from Alex over to Colton Mack. Colton at the half-court line, though, trying to burn some time off the clock. It's 1:15. Again, 41-40 in favor of Sandpoint. Nice spinning shot by Colton. It goes off the back iron. It's quickly picked up by Ian. Ian drives it down, finds Connor on the left-hand side. That shot didn't go in, but Ethan soars in for the rebound, puts up his own shot. That one doesn't go down, and it goes out of bounds off of Sandpoint, and it'll be a throw-in for King Cove with 1:02 to go here in the first half. All right, Connor throws it over to Ethan. Ethan puts up a high arcing shot, doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for Dylan and Abraham Larson. No, Levi Larson and Abraham Bravo both fighting for it, and it goes off the hands of Levi. Too many Larsons on the court now. I can't tell them apart. But Levi doing good, and Dylan also doing great coming in as a freshman. All right, Colton Mack with the ball now on the right-hand side to Abraham, down to Jonathan Roeder. Jonathan fakes round, does a nice little spinning shot. Goes off the back iron, though, rebounded by Ian Samuelson. Samuelson with 41 seconds finds Timmy Mack. Timmy Mack drives down the post. Puts it up off the glass, too high, gets his own rebound. Bounces, puts up another glass shot. This time it does go down. And 30 seconds to go here, Sandpoint with the ball. 42 for the T-Jack, and 41 for the Eagles. Colton drives in, bounces over to Michael. Michael Herndon high off the glass. Doesn't go in, but he is going to get fouled on that shot, so he'll have another opportunity from the line with 18 seconds to go and a chance to take the lead. Foul situation, 4 for Sandpoint, 6 for King Cove. Again, 18 seconds to go here in the first half. 42-41 in favor of King Cove. Michael with the ball. Puts up his first shot. And it bounces off the back iron, bounces off the front. Doesn't quite go down. And now a chance to tie it. Substitution. We've got Dylan Larson coming in and Timmy Mack sitting down. Referee passes the ball to Michael. Michael takes his dribbles, lines up his shot, puts it up. Again, off the back iron. Picked up by Jonathan Roeder, who puts up a putback. Doesn't go down, gets it on rebound. Being knocked all over the place, but man, just hands it up over and puts it in for two. 43 for Sandpoint, 42 for King Cove. Here's Ian looking to score. He finds Levi. Levi to Dylan. Dylan puts a shot in. It's good for two. Great shot by Dylan. No seconds left to go. Colton puts up a shot. Oh, and it was going towards the backboard, but doesn't quite hit it. And as we end the first half, 44 for King Cove, 43 for Sandpoint. But man, just trading the lead back and forth. And both teams doing a great job with just very few practices coming into these games. Both of the teams are looking very strong. We're going to have a great season this year if this is the way that they're playing. I want to make a quick shout-out once again to our sponsors of this broadcast, Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, Telalaska, and the King Cove Corporation and the Schumann Corporation. Thank you so much for making these programs possible. And, Virgil, we got 9:30 on the clock. I'm going to send it back to you for a few minutes.
All right. Well, I'll air our underwriters' messages and let you take a break. Call back when you're ready, Austin.
Call you back in a minute. Thank you so much, Virgil.
Right on. Thank you. All right. Our leader in charge, Austin Roof, esteemed general manager here at KSDP, bringing you live coverage of Sandpoint King Cove basketball. It's the T-Jacks and the Eagles right uptown. If you're here in town, you shouldn't be turning on the radio. Go on up there and watch it. It's live happening up at the Sandpoint Gym. So we're going to hear a little note of support from the folks that make it happen. Keep those lights on.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at panair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
All right, we'll fade out and take it to church. How you doing, Austin?
Good. Liking the new music, man. It's great to hear the top 40 on the air.
Coming
back, though, here onto the second half of this wonderful matchup between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Sandpoint Eagles. The score, for those destroying us, 44 for King Cove, 43 for Sandpoint. Only 1 point of separating these two very evenly matched teams. And the ball is going to go to Sandpoint to start off this first half, with Alex Gilbert getting over to Colton Mack. Colton with the ball. He takes to the right-hand side, dishes out to Alex. Now up towards the center. Pulls back, being very tightly guarded by Ian. Colton now at the half-court line. Passes over to Evan. Evan now to the far baseline. But Alex finds a cutting in Evan Wilson, who puts it in off the glass. Good for two, and Sandpoint takes the lead, 45-44. They've just been trading the lead here since midway through the first quarter. All right, Ethan Mack with the ball. He did sort of Timmy at the bottom right-hand side of the post. Connor Samuelson puts up a shot. It's picked up by Jonathan, who gets a long pass to Alex. Almost picked off by Ian, but picked up by Alex. Colton for three, puts it up off the glass, but it counts for three. 48 for Sandpoint, 44 for King Cove, and this is the largest lead for Sandpoint of the game. Here's Ian driving into the paint, puts up a high arcing shot, picked up by Jonathan, doesn't quite make it to the rim. Alex now, Colton Mack, drives into traffic, but puts it up off the right-hand side, doesn't go in. Ethan with a breakaway, he's got Glenn Crouch following him tightly, puts enough pressure to have him miss a shot, but it's picked up by Timmy Mack, and Timmy Mack puts it up off the glass for two off the left-hand side. Here's Jonathan Roeder with the ball. He finds Colton Mack, who carries up the right-hand side. Not as much of a full-court press coming from King Cove now. Sandpoint was having a hard time within the beginning, but they've been able to break it. Alex drives up the right-hand side, pulls up for an off-level shot. Off the glass, doesn't go down. Ian with the ball. Oh, he passes it a little bit too far ahead of Ethan Mack, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover there. Ball will go to Sandpoint. And Alex will have... We're going to have a full-court press coming in here now. A whistle. And not sure. Looks like the table's calling up the referees. And a little discussion between the ref and the table. And play will resume here. Glenn Krause will throw in the ball now. And here's that full court pressure that's giving them a hard time. They find Jonathan Roeder. Jonathan passes up to Alex Oba, tipped off by Ethan. Good full court pressure by King Cove. Timmy grits the pass. Oh, but he loses it trying to drive up towards the free throw line. Alex gets it, gets over to Evan. Evan puts his shoulder into it, off the glass, doesn't go in, fights for the board. But Levi Larson picks up. Oh, and Evan takes a hard fall on the ground. And he's a little slow getting up, but he is getting up. Evan Wilson built like a tank. That guy can really take a beating. All right, so that will be a throw-in underneath Sandpoint's basket. And Connor Samuelson will come over to get the ball. And I think Michael Herden will be subbing in for Evan. Evan taking a seat to keep rested up. Connor throws into Ian. And Ian will walk it up. 6:11 to go. 48 for Sandpoint. 46 for King Cove. Timmy Mack has the ball now. Back from Mount Edgecombe. Making a great contribution to the King Cove rookies. And a long-distance shot from Connor Samuelson behind the three-point line. Doesn't go down. And it's tipped off of a foot, I believe, from King Cove. That'll be a throw-in. That full-court pressure coming back. Here's, oh, Colton, but he gets stopped up hard. It looked like his shoe hit a dry patch, and he just buckled. He goes down. The ball kept in the hands of Sandpoint, but that was a really rough stop by Colton. Good thing he's so young, and he can take that one. I think I'd be in the hospital if that happened to me. All right, pass underneath the basket for Jonathan Roeder. He runs into lots of hands, and we're going to have a jump ball called. Timmy Mack doing a good job playing defensively, and that will be a possession King Cove. Just under six to go here in the third quarter. Timmy throws it into Ian. We got a 2-3 zone being played over here by Sandpoint. Timmy on the left-hand side, right-hand side, over to Levi. Levi drives in past Glenn. Nice little motion there and puts up a great shot. Wow, one of the best plays I've seen by Levi Larson. He has improved greatly, looking very good, and as a junior, we got another great year ahead of him. Colton Mack with the ball now, being tightly guarded by Colton. We are 48-48. Colton drives up, floats it up. Oh, just off the back iron. But he steals it right out of the hands of Ethan Mack, who wasn't looking for him from behind the back. Oh, but Ethan gets the rebound on that one and drives up real fast. Works his way past Jonathan, floats in the air with the right hand, puts it up off the left-hand side. 50 now for King Cove, 48 for Sandpoint. But Colton responds right back, moves it coast to coast. Takes up the right-hand side on the baseline, up off the glass, good for two. Ian Samuelson now with the ball, and he moves quickly off the half-court line over to Ethan. Back to Ian, who's cutting up. He gets it down to the bottom left-hand side of the post, where Connor has a nice, easy shot off the glass, good for two. Jonathan Roeder passes into Colton. Colton's got two defenders all around. He needs lots of help. Luckily, Alex comes quickly, gets it to him. They're able to break. Alex trying to break past Ethan. Over to Glenn. Glenn's got a wide-open lane on the baseline. Floats up. Nice arcing shot. Good for two. And now we're 52 apiece here with 4:34 to go here in the third quarter. Timmy Mack with the ball. Oh, his pass gets intercepted by Michael Herndon. Tipped off by Ian, but back into the hands of Colton. Colton falls to the ground, though. He's got players falling all over him. Jonathan Roeder picks up. Ooh, and Colton rolls over onto his back. And he gets quickly up to walk it off. But he was looks like he got kneed there pretty good by Levi Larson. Levi trying to get to the ball and just falls over him. And we'll have a throw-in from the half-court line. One foul apiece so far in the second half of this game. Colton gets a throw-in from Alex. Takes it over to the far right-hand side. He's got Michael Herndon to his right. Takes it back towards the center. Gets a pick from Jonathan, but Ian moves right past the pick. Long shot from three for Alex, who quickly follows up his ball. Would have gotten the rebound, but it goes into the hands of Colton. Michael Herndon out with it. He's looking for someone. He finds Colton back. Colton with the ball at the half-court line. Ian right on him. He drives in. Gets past Ian. Oh, his ball just slips right out of his hand. But Timmy Mack saves it and gets it back into Colton's hand. Puts up a shot. Rebound being fought for. Tipped up into the hands of Glenn Krause. Puts up a putback. Doesn't go down. Jonathan fighting all over the place for that ball with Levi Larson. Levi comes up. Feeling strong, getting high fives from everybody. He fought hard for that one. Looks like we're going to get a foul against Jonathan Roeder. And I'm thinking that's three or four for Jonathan so far in this game. All right, so that will be possession in favor of King Cove, I believe. Oh, no, Sandpoint. Levi fought hard for that. Oh, no, okay, King Cove. I heard white being called, but no, it's going to be gold for King Cove. Connor has the ball. He passes it to Timmy. Long shot for three. All around the rim. Doesn't go down. Tipped it by Michael. Back into the hands of Ethan. A big slam by Jonathan Roeder. Makes Ethan put back and go and set the play again. Alex really putting hard some pressure. Good pressure against Ian. But Ian passes, drives, cuts in, gets the pass back, and puts it up off the right-hand post. Good for two. Oh, there's a cherry pick to Alex, who's moving fast. Oh, and they made lots of points this way, but Alex can't quite get that the wheels in check as he puts a little bit too much. Oh, and Jonathan, we're getting a great charging call there. Timmy Mack drove in hard. Jonathan just stood his ground, took the drive, and that's a charging call. Good job by Jonathan not backing down because Timmy was coming in real fast. Full court press by King Cove. Colton throwing, going to get the throw in. And we have a whistle. I think we're going to... Some instructions come from the court. Alex is going to throw it in instead. With 2:58, just under 3 to go here, we're at 54 apiece. And there's the substitution. Timmy Mack stepping out, and we've got 42. Dylan Larson coming in for King Cove. Oh! And Ian Samuelson putting some hard pressure against Colton and knocks him out of bounds as he was getting the pass in from Alex. It's good. You never see rivalries better than when it's between cousins. All right, so throw in now coming back in for Sandpoint underneath King Cove's basket. Some real tensions are getting a little bit more thicker on the court now. Looks like Evan's going to come in here for Glenn Krause for Sandpoint. So it's still just under 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 54 apiece is the score. Sandpoint with the ball, and we'll have a throw in from Alex. And a good effort from Glenn Krause, who's new here to Sandpoint. All right, looks like Jonathan and Alex Gilbert having a good laugh before the throw, and Alex calls a play into action, looking for somebody. High pass over to Jonathan. Hands off to Colton. They break past the full court press. Ethan coming from behind. Colton keeps moving. Nice pass down to the baseline where Alex puts up a nice floating shot off the baseline. Good for two. 56 for Sandpoint, 54 for King Cove. 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. Ethan with the pass. Ian cuts through. He runs into defense. Passes it over now to Dylan. Dylan over to Connor from 3 points. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Evan, who quickly outlets it over to Colton. Colton with a big pass to Alex, who gets pushed out of bounds, is able to keep it alive, passes to Colton, Colton to Alex, now to Jonathan over the right-hand side. Michael Hernan takes a shot for 2 points, doesn't go down, picked up by Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack moving fast. He's got two defenders ahead of him, works his way around Colton, puts it up, and that's a good layup down the middle for two. 56 apiece now with 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. All right, Colton Mack with the ball now. He holds on to it. Jonathan wide open on the bottom-hand side of the post, takes a little while to turn around, gets his own rebound, puts up another shot, doesn't go down. This time he gets his rebound once again, and Connor fights for this one. We're going to have a jump ball as Connor had Evan's hand just sandwiched in there. Evan couldn't even get his hand out if he wanted to, so that forces the ball to go over for Sandpoint. They're underneath their own basket. And Colton, sweating hard, leans back against the wall, catches his breath, and calls the play into action. He's looking for a pass, gets it to Alex, who quickly hands it back to Colton on the right-hand side of the baseline. 3-point line, but he moves up to the top now at half court, passes down the bottom. Connor Samuelson caught looking with Jonathan Roeder, who spins across, puts it up off the glass, doesn't go in, gets it on board, another putback, that one doesn't go down, and this time Ian gets the ball. 1:40 to go here in the third quarter, 56 apiece, a little bit of a slower paced third quarter. Both these teams are definitely feeling a little bit more of the fatigue in these first games as practice, they haven't had a lot of practice for conditioning. All right, shot way long distance for Ian. Doesn't go in off the back iron, but good rebound by Ethan, who fights hard, puts off the glass, doesn't go in. Picked up by Colton. Colton finds Alex wide open, who drives in fast. Bounces all around the rim, goes in. Sandpoint takes the lead, 58-56, with 1:13 to go here in the third quarter. All right, Ian with the ball. He gets to the left-hand side. Dylan Larson puts up a long shot, but quickly follows up his own ball and almost gets a rebound. Good hustle from Dylan Larson, but it goes out of bounds and will be a throw-in. Full court pressure, though, on this throw-in from King Cove. Colton with it, does some nice dribbling, gets his way around the defense, down to Jonathan, who puts it up for two on the bottom right-hand side. We are under a minute to go in the third quarter, 60 for Sandpoint, 56 for King Cove. Ian Samuelson with the ball over to Connor. Connor puts up a shot, Oh, drains it for three. Great shot by Connor Samuelson. 59 now for the T-Jacks. Oh, and there's a steal. Oh, and Ian Samuelson puts the lead in for King Cove, 60-61. There's a pass. Oh, and a line violation by Jonathan Rauter as he was passing the ball in. And that's a turnover. And as King Cove just took the lead, now they have the ball underneath their own basket. Throw in for Connor Samuelson. Calls in the play. Oh, but a steal by Evan. Oh, who throws it away as Colton couldn't quite get it. But Alex with the fast legs can't catch up. He almost gets it, but Ethan gets it back. Ethan to Ian for long distance. Oh, and he drains it. 64 now for King Cove. 60 just like that. Both these teams are just lethal. Colton, coast to coast, puts it up, gets fouled on the way to the basket. He'll go to the line for two. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. And that's a foul. I believe they're going to call that one on Ian. Colton was moving really fast, hard to keep up and not foul. Referee passes the ball to Colton. Takes his dribbles, lines up the shot, puts it up. Oh, off the back iron. 20 to go here in the third quarter, 64 for King Cove, 60 for Sandpoint. And either one of these teams has the great potential to just break away, gain momentum, and really turn the game around. Second shot is good. 61 for Sandpoint. King Cove with the ball, and Ian's going to jog the ball past half court. Moves to a walk now. Right-hand side, Connor Samuelson, who started this thing with a great three-point shot. Now to Levi, who drives the baseline. That is rejected by Johnson, who quickly gets to Colton. He's got 4 seconds. He's got to put up a shot fast. Over to Alex on the baseline for three. Oh, off the rim. Doesn't quite go down. And I'm not sure why, but the score has gone backwards to 62 for King Cove to 61 for Sandpoint. That must be a correction based on the table. Quick word now for our sponsors again. Thank you so much to Peninsula Airways, operating here in Sandpoint and Cold Bay, Grant Aviation in King Cove, the Copper Whale Inn, downtown Anchorage, Tel Alaska, operating in King Cove and Sandpoint and all across Alaska, King Cove Corporation, and the Shumigan Corporation for their sponsorship of these broadcasts and all the basketball broadcasts that you'll be hearing this year. So with one quarter left, 1 point separates these two teams. 62 for King Cove, 61 for Sandpoint, 4 fouls for King Cove, and 2 for Sandpoint, and this is just anybody's game. They've been trading the lead back and forth. It's been real exciting. Everyone feels really evenly contested. All the starters are out there, and so the rest of these games throughout the season, as both these teams get more and more practice time in, it's going to be interesting to see when they meet again in January, because there'll be a full month of practicing along with Christmas break on top of all that. So you got all the good food and desserts. Sometimes it's hard when you're in the middle of a basketball season to handle that, but both these teams will have more practice. It'll be interesting to see how they develop. Connor puts up a shot now to start off the third quarter. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Ian. Or not by Ian, sorry, by Ethan. And we have a foul being called there. And that will be a turnover for Sandpoint. On the court, we got Ryder Gunderson for his first high school appearance now. He must be excited. Oh, his pass on the baseline gets tipped off by Ethan. But Michael Herndon with a good rebound over to Colton. Oh, a fast pass up to breaking away. Evan isn't picked up. Tipped off the hands of Levi Larson. That goes out of bounds. And will be a throw-in for Sandpoint off the baseline underneath their own basket. To Evan on the bottom side. Oh, but Levi Larson doing good defense. Knocks out Evan's hands. There's Ian moving fast. Gets to Connor on the right-hand side of the post. Up to Levi Larson, three-point line. Oh, he loses the ball. Gets to Colton. Colton pulls back. But, oh, there's Ryder. Oh, breaking away on the left-hand side of the post. Can't quite keep his hands on it. That one goes out of bounds. Good job, Ryder, being at the right place at the right time. Ian Samuelson's got it now for King Cove. He gets over to Ethan. Now all the way to the left-hand side, Connor puts up a shot. That one comes up short, but a nice, easy rebound. No one there to stop Dylan Larson from putting up a nice putback for two. 64 now again for King Cove, 61 for Sandpoint. Oh, wide open pass. Oh, to Johnson, to Glenn Krause is just a little bit too far past him. And that one goes outbound. And we have Jonathan Roeder and Alex Gilbert subbing back in as Michael Herndon and Ryder Gunderson will sit back down. For Sandpoint. 7:12 to go here in this game with Ian Samuelson walking the ball up for King Cove. Connor's got the ball now on the right-hand side, outside three-point territory. He gets his Ethan at the top. Back now to Connor. Oh, and a pass over to Ethan gets tipped off by Colton. The ball is out. Ian and Alex both right at the ball, fighting for it. Goes to the ground, and Alex is going to get called with a foul there as Ian falls to the floor. Both the guys just going for it, and Ian got a little bit caught up. Falls down, and the ball will be in the hands of King Cove. With Ian playing point guard this year, he moves it up past half-court line to the right-hand side where Ethan has it in his senior year. Ethan having a great season, both cross-country wrestling and basketball. Ian puts up a shot from three-point territory. That doesn't go in, but Evan positions himself perfectly for the rebound. On the left-hand side, Colton drives in, pulls back now, though, gets a good screen from Jonathan, puts up a nice, jump shot, was going down and just runs out of the ball. And I think we're going to have a jump ball called there as Evan Wilson and Ian Samuelson were both going for it. And that will be possession for Sandpoint. They'll have the ball underneath their own basket with 6:30 to go here. King Cove still in the lead, 64-61. Colton puts the ball into play, gets it over to Jonathan Roeder. Back to Colton now. And Colton with the ball at the half-court line drives in, being guarded by Ian tightly. Colton looking for the play to set up. Guy's in motion. He drives in, pulls back over to Jonathan, back over to Colton now on the right-hand side. Tries to get to the bottom post where Evan is, but it gets tipped up on the way there. And we've got another jump ball being called. No, we're actually going to have a foul. Foul number 25, Glenn Krause, as he was going for the ball. So that would be five fouls for King Cove, four fouls now for Sandpoint. Timmy Mack will be substituting in for number 42, Dylan Larson. Great game from him this year. One of his first games, the first game that I think we've seen him play. He's doing a great job, making big contributions. Ian Samuelson with the ball now. He gets over to Ethan, who crosses all the way over to the other side of the three-point line. Now Connor with a shot from three-point territory. Doesn't go down, but Ian gets the rebound and quickly brings it past three-point line. Sets up a shot, pulls back, and passes it over to Connor. Bottom side, left-hand side of the post. Ethan with a shot. Doesn't go in, bounces it around, but Levi Larson with a good takedown. He quickly moves a pass on the baseline to the three-point line. Now to Timmy Mack. Timmy Mack takes a pass, drives into the lane, puts up a shot. Oh, that one doesn't go down. Glenn Krause with a big rebound, gets over to Colton, and Colton moves up and jogs it past the half-court line. 64 for King Cove, 61, with 5:30 to go here in the game. Evan Wilson has the ball. He's being tightly guarded by Levi. He finds Alex on baseline for three-point shot. Oh, and drains it. Tie game now, 64-64 with 5:17 to go. Ian Samuelson quickly moves the ball up. Gets over to Timmy Mack. Timmy fakes around. Passes over to Ethan. Ethan drives into the paint. Puts up a nice floating shot off the back iron. Rebound being fought for. Levi Larson trying to get his hands on it, and that's going to be a foul as Evan has the ball. Rips it off. And Levi just really wanted to get his hands on the ball. Goes in and fouls. Substitutions. Joseph Ortega coming in for Alex Gilbert. And Levi sitting down and his brother Dylan coming in for him. Looks like I saw a little bit of a limp coming in from Alex as he comes off. Coming out of wrestling, such a crazy intense sport, it's easy to get injured. But Alex is looking very strong in his senior year. 5:02 to go here in the game. We are tied 64 apiece. And a timeout being called. And the two coaches both talking to their teams. You got to be pleased with how you're seeing these guys play at such early points in the season. I mean, these guys have only had maybe, okay, so today's the 17th, 17 days to practice since the season began December 1st. Some of these guys who are coming in off the wrestling season have had like two times to practice or maybe five. Coming in, learning these practices really quick, learning the plays really quick, but both teams looking really fresh, ready for a season. And for the first time in many years, we've been seeing the teams move around a little bit in terms of the ability, who's better. King Cove has definitely had it in their favor for the last 4 years or so. Sandpoint been clawing their way back into competition, and this year it looks like the culmination of that effort, with both these teams being very evenly matched. Colton Mack has the ball now. He finds Jonathan Roeder. Jonathan passes down to the bottom post where Evan works his way down. Nice little drop step in for two. 66 now, and Sandpoint takes the lead. 64 for King Cove. 4:44 to go here in the game. Ian Samuelson over to Timmy on the right-hand side, who quickly gets back to Ian. But Sandpoint's picking up on this little passing cut, and three defenders were there trying to give Ian a little pressure, but I think we have a foul as Evan was trying to grab the ball. Substitution, Levi Larson coming in for Dylan. And Connor will throw the ball in on the right-hand side. Oh, but Jonathan playing a big game this year. He just stuffs the ball as Levi tries to go in for a shot off the right-hand side of the baseline, very close to the basket, about 5 feet out, and that's out of bounds. Connor throws it in. That also tipped up by Jonathan. Over to Joseph. Oh, Joseph has three defenders around him. He loses it. Picked up by Ethan. Over to Levi. Levi does a great little fake shot. Doesn't go in, but picked up by Ian. Ian's shot doesn't go down either, but he gets his own rebound. He throws a wild shot behind the head. Oh, and Joseph and Levi going for the ball, and as Levi tried to throw the ball behind his head back inbounds, he just totally slams Joseph. Joseph picks it right back up, though, and this can be it looks like it went off of Joseph, and this will be a throw-in. Connor Samuelson with the ball underneath the Kinko basket. He quickly throws it up. Timmy Mack has the ball now, who finds Ian. Ian at the top of the three-throw line, down the left-hand side, Ethan. Now back to Timmy on the right. Timmy puts a shot way downtown. Long-distance call, good for three. And 67 for King Kovas. They take the lead now, 66 for Sandpoint, but Colton moves fast. He finds a quick break in Jonathan Roeder, takes it to the opposite side, puts it up in for two, 68-67 now. Sandpoint in the lead with just under four to go in this match. Ian Samuelson has the ball. He gets it over to Timmy. Timmy drives in past the half court line, drop steps over to Ethan. High arcing shot off the back iron. Colton with the pickup, but Ethan's right there guarding him. He's not going to let him break away fast. Colton works his all the way around the other side, gets over to Glenn Krause. Glenn's a three-point shot, but he doesn't take it. Quick gets it back to Colton. Colton being closely guarded by Ian. To Jonathan now on the right-hand side of the three-point territory. Over to Joseph on the baseline. Joseph back to Colton. Colton takes it over to the right-hand side. Pulls up for a shot. Oh, he gets knocked over as he fakes a shot, and Ethan Mack coming up quick trying to block the ball. Looks like he thought the shot was coming, and he knocks back Colton. And I think we're going to have a 1-1 opportunity for Colton. Seven fouls for King Cove now. Again, with 3:20 to go. 68 for Sandpoint, 67 for King Cove. Both these teams. Oh, and we've got Ian. Looks like he is hobbling a little bit. And that was a foul away from the action. He's not going to come out. And he's limping a little bit hard there as he walks around, tries to walk it off. I don't see how he's going to keep on playing, but doesn't look like. Coach is watching him pretty hard. Coach Brando's watching him pretty hard. Giving Ian the chance to come out, but he's not going to do it. He wants to see this one through. Travel being called as Glenn Krause gets the ball over to Colton Mack. And that'll be a turnover. King Cove with the ball now. 3:15 to go. And a timeout being called. 30-second timeout being called by Coach Brando from King Cove. And I think he's going to check up on Ian just to see how he's doing. Have Ian sit down for a second. Get a quick sip of water. And Ian is definitely feeling the left-hand side, the left foot side, I should say. And it looks like it's his knee that he's grabbing at right now. But he comes back into the center. He's not going to give it up. He's a tough player, got lots of talent, fights hard, wants to see this win because this is a tight, tight match. Both these teams want that first win. All right, Ian gets the toss in from Timmy. And he runs it up past half court, fighting hard. Timmy, oh, passes over to Connor, who was cutting away from the ball. And that's a pickup by Evan Wilson. Evan drives past Levi and pulls up. Big pass over to Alex, who drives in from the free throw shot. That one's good. 70 for Sandpoint, 67 for King Cove. But we've seen King Cove do really well from the perimeter and quickly close gaps. Here's Timmy Mack. He drives into Glenn, pulls back over to Connor, who scored three last time, all around the rim, doesn't go down. Picked up by Jonathan Roeder, who gets it to Colton. Colton with the ball. He takes it over to the left-hand side, spins around Ian. Ian moving a little bit slower now. He's able to get past. Oh, that shot does not go in. Jonathan Roeder gets the ball, and Connor was able to get a grip on the ball, and as Jonathan ripped it away, they call a jump ball. And that will be a possession for King Cove. It's a great job by Connor being able to get that jump ball called. All right, Ian with the ball. He gets the pass half court. Long shot for three. Around the rim, doesn't go in. Levi Larson with a good rebound. Timmy Mack loses the ball. Picked up by Ian. Put up. Doesn't go down. Picked up by Jonathan Roeder. over to Glenn Krause now, who quickly gets to Colton. Colton's going to pull back and try to burn that clock down. 2:08 to go, 70 for Sam Point, 67 for King Cove. Ian putting tight pressure on Colton, who drives past into the paint. Oh, just rolls it up off his fingers. Good for two, 72-67, under 2 to go here. Ian with the ball. He moves fast past the half-court line over to Timmy. Timmy drives past over to Ethan. Ethan now to Connor. Inside the three-point line. Good for two. 69-72. Sam Point is in the lead. Full court pressure on Colton Mack as he drives a pass. He runs into... Oh, and that Colton went past the half-court line and brought it back against the defense. They're calling a back-and-forth there on him. So Timmy Mack will have the ball at the half-court line for throwing in. 3 points away. King Cove with 69. Sam Point with 72. 90 seconds to go. Shot from three, and it's good. And that is Timmy Mack putting them tied, 72 apiece. Colton moving fast. He gets past his defense to the half-court line. Over to Evan. Evan drives into Levi, and I think we're going to call that charging as Levi was right there, and Evan just put his shoulder in just a little bit too hard. He's on the ground, his ankle hurting. He says, telling Alex about it. Alex says, get up. We got to finish this game. 1:19 to go, 72-72. Both these teams want the win so bad. Ian's got the ball now. He's moving a little bit quicker. He gets over to Timmy. Cuts down to the other side. Ethan with the ball at three-point line. Now to Ian. Ian being guarded by Glenn Krause. Ian puts up for three. Doesn't go down. Rebound. Being fought for by Evan and Levi in a foul against Levi. And that's a one-and-one opportunity for... Yeah, a one-on-one opportunity now for Evan Wilson with under a minute to go. 59 seconds to go. 59.9 seconds in this game. It is down neck and neck, 72-72. Evan Wilson has known to make some clutch free throw shots. We'll see what he can do here. And we have a quick little timeout being called. Both these teams have to come up with a way how to finish. And now here's something that you run into at the end of these games here, and this has been a big nemesis for Sandpoint over the last few years, is you can get all the way to the end of the game, but winning a game is something in and of itself. So you can take it all the way there, be neck and neck, and you just teams just winning a game can be the big deciding factor because you have to be able to take it all the way, bring the pressure, have the confidence that you can do this. So right now, with this game being tied, it's going to be interesting to see which one of these teams pulls together and keeps the composure all the way, keeps the pressure going all the way, and allows themselves to win. Full timeout was called. Both these teams coming up with their plan. You can just feel the excitement. First match of many this year. On the floor, we got Glenn Krause, Colton Mack, Jonathan Roeder, Evan Wilson, and Alex Gilbert for Sandpoint. Timmy Mack, Connor Samuelson, Levi Larson, Ian Samuelson, and Ethan Mack for King Cove. As we get ready to close out the first game here of this series, again tomorrow, 8 p.m., we will have the boys play again. 7 p.m., we'll have the girls over in King Cove match up again. And then the pair of morning games on Friday. That first shot by Evan Wilson goes down, 73. Now for Sandpoint, 72 for King Cove. Evan now takes a deep breath and gets ready for that second shot. He gets the ball from the ref. Puts it in, gets ready, takes his dribbles. Puts the shot up. And it goes down. Good for two, 74-72 with 59.4 to go. Long pass over to Ethan Mack, who puts it up off the glass, doesn't go down. And Levi Larson fouls as he wraps his arms around Jonathan Roeder. And I'm not sure this may be the strategy that King Cove's going to go on to foul to try to get possession. That looks like what he was trying to do because Levi just wrapped his arms around Jonathan. So there may be some intentional fouling coming in here from King Cove to gain possession. Jonathan Roeder at the line. I think this is his first opportunity from the free throw line in this game. 74-72, Sandpoint in the lead with 55 seconds to go. Jonathan takes his first shot. This is going to be off the back iron, picked up by Glenn. Glenn loses the ball to Timmy Mack, who fires a cannon down to Ethan, who gets past the defense, puts it up. It goes off the back iron, down for two. And Colton Mack passes to Jonathan. Jonathan with the ball. 74-74 apiece with 50 seconds to go in the game. Colton Mack over to Alex. Alex takes over. Down Glenn. Glenn back to Alex. Outside the three-point line. Puts it up. Oh, it's good for three. Connor Hamilton with the ball. He gets it to Timmy Mack now. 37 seconds to go. Timmy from long distance. Up the center. Doesn't go in. Levi Larson with a great rebound, but he pushes down Evan. I think we're going to have a behind the back, over the top being called. Yeah, Levi not glad about that, but he really wanted that rebound. That might be his fifth foul. I believe it. Yeah, that's five fouls for Levi. And here comes Dylan. Good game by Levi Larson, making some really big contributions to this matchup. 77 for Sandpoint, 74 for King Cove. 31.9 seconds to go here in the game. And Evan's going to go to the line now. He did a great job with his last attempt, and he's going to have a two-shot opportunity here from the line. Or no, it's going to be 1-1, I believe, still. Puts it up. Oh, off the back iron and goes down. And Connor's so excited, he gets ready behind the baseline and throw it in. But Evan gets one more chance from the free throw line. You got to love Connor's enthusiasm. 78 for Sandpoint, 74 for King Cove. 31.9 seconds to go. Evan with the second shot. All around, doesn't go in. But Jonathan with the rebound, puts up a shot, gets his own rebound again. And he's pushed back, and it goes in for two. 80-74. Evan interrupts the long pass by King Cove. Looking for Colton. He gets to Colton. Colton gets past Ethan. Over to Ian. 17 seconds to go. Colton with the ball. Running a lot of defense. He finds Evan. Evan just holds on to it. Over to Alex Gilbert. 9 seconds to go. And Alex Gilbert gets fouled and is going to go to the line for two. And what a great game. 6 points now separate these two teams with 7.2 seconds to go. 80 for Sandpoint. 74 for King Cove. We got number 43 coming in for King Cove, Anthony Reeve. And this will be a two-shot opportunity for Alex from the line. In a really hard-fought game between both these teams. Both of them looking really good. I'm excited about tomorrow night to see what happens when these guys get a rest. It's hard when you're traveling, though, especially. Yep, two-shot opportunity. Alex makes his first one. That's 81 now to 74 in favor of Sandpoint. It's hard when you're traveling, getting to sleep on the floor, but both these teams will adapt to it. All right, that second shot doesn't go in. And a whistle there. They haven't stopped the clock. It's going to run down. And that was about 5 seconds when the whistle blew. And they'll put a few more seconds back on the clock. Connor Samuelson's got the ball at the baseline. But that pretty much wraps up this game with 5 seconds to go. 81 for Sandpoint, 74 for King Cove. Neck and neck every single step of the way. What a great job from these teams. We have another matchup again tomorrow, 8 p.m. here in Sandpoint. The boys will be going at it two more times. We'll have a pair of morning games as well. And I think we have a timeout being called here. And then tomorrow at 7 p.m., the Sandpoint and King Cove ladies will be playing off over there in King Cove. And I know it's going to be 10 a.m. here in Sandpoint for the Friday game. Both the schools are out for the beginning of Christmas break, Christmas just around the corner. I hope everyone's having a wonderful holiday season. And we thank you so much for tuning into this broadcast. And I just got to say it one more time, thank you so much for our sponsors for this broadcast, Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, Tolaska, King Cove, and Schumigan Corporation. All these sponsors really making these games possible. And actually, we're going to have Dylan Larson at the line for most likely what will be a 1-1 opportunity because there was no shooting taking place when this foul happened. So Dylan's at the line. For a freshman coming off the bench, makes some good opportunities. And there he goes, first shot, good. Looks like Dylan Larson, this is our first time watching him, but it looks like he's got a really good shot going. Holds himself well under pressure. Comes from having an older brother, probably. His second shot, off the back iron, picked up by Colton Mack, and he's going to take the ball. Oh, stolen by Ian. Ian regains control, puts a last-second spinning three-point shot is good for three. That was a crazy shot, but it's just not enough. 81 for Sandpoint, 78 for King Cove, and Sandpoint wins the first game of this season. First time in recent memory that I believe that this happened, and King Cove just did a great job. Won the vast majority of the games last year, but Sandpoint coming out strong. King Cove looking great. They were neck and neck the whole way. I cannot wait to see the rest of the season. Don't forget, tomorrow, 7 p.m. in King Cove, the girls will be heading off. 8 p.m. here in Sandpoint, the boys will go one more time. But Virgil, now I'm going to pass it back to you. I hope everyone has a good night. Drive safe, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you for the play-by-play coverage there, Austin.
Thank you. All right. Have a good night, Virgil.
Hear from me tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone.